Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Leaders cutting across party lines assure full support to government for any action to be taken over Pahalgam terror attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the conspirators of Pahalgam terror attack to get a punishment far bigger than they can imagine. UN urges India and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a two-day visit to Vatican City from today to attend state funeral of Pope Francis. Second Asian Yogasan Championships to begin in New Delhi today. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeats Rajasthan Royals by 11 runs in Bengaluru. And now the news in detail. Leaders cutting across party lines have extended support to the actions taken by Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, against Pakistan following Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all parties expressed their concern at the terror attack and extended their support. He said the Defence Minister informed about the incident that happened in Pahalgam and the actions taken by the Indian government in the CCS meeting. He said the government has also expressed its intention to take more stringent action today. Mr. Rijiju said the leaders were briefed about the incident and government action.
सारे पॉलिटिकल पार्टी सरकार के साथ खड़ा है और पूरा देश खड़ा है यह संदेश भी सब पॉलिटिकल पार्टी ने दिया है और सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने एक ही आवाज में कहा है कि सरकार जो भी कदम उठाएगा साथ देंगे यह भी सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने कहा है और मीटिंग पॉजिटिव नोट में समाप्त हुई और मैं मानता हूं कि आज के इस महत्वपूर्ण ऑल पार्टी बैठक में जो हमने स्पिरिट अडॉप्ट किया है कि एकजुट होकर के लड़ाई लड़ेंगे आतंकवाद के खिलाफ वो आगे भी जारी रहेगा और एक अपील किया है कि ऐसे समय में हम एक दूसरे के खिलाफ राजनीतिक दृश्य से ना दिखें और राजनीति ना करें ऐसे माहौल में देश एकजुट रहना चाहिए ये भी सबने संदेश दिया है.
Talking to media after attending the meeting, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi said everyone condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and opposition has given full support to the government to take any action. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that all parties condemn the terror attack. He said that efforts should be made to maintain peace in Jammu and Kashmir.
Sabhi ne ye kaha ki hum sarkar jo bhi action lenge in the interest of the country और इस इश्यू पे हम सब एक है और गवर्नमेंट फुल्ली सपोर्ट करेगी और जो इंसिडेंट वहाँ हुआ है उसको हम कंडम करेंगे.
AIMIM MP Asaduddin Oasi said that this is not a political issue and he will support whatever decision the central government takes. Leaders of 15 different political parties attended the meeting, which lasted around 2 hours. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the conspirators of Pahalgam terror attack will get a punishment far bigger than they can imagine. He said terrorism will not go unpunished. He said that every effort will be made to ensure that justice is done and the entire nation is firm in this resolve.
ये हमला किया है उन आतंकियों को और इस हमले की साजिश रचने वालों को उनकी कल्पना से भी बड़ी सजा मिलकर के रहेगी.
Speaking at a public gathering in Madhubani district on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, the Prime Minister said that the country's spirit will never be broken by terrorism.
I say to the whole world, India will identify, track and punish every terrorist and their backers. We will pursue them to the ends of the earth. India's spirit will never be broken by terrorism. Terrorism will not go unpunished. Every effort will be made to ensure that justice is done. The entire nation is firm in this resolve. Everyone who believes in humanity is with us. I thank the people of various countries and their leaders who have stood with us in this time.
The Prime Minister also emphasized that everyone who believes in humanity is with India. He thanked world and global leaders for showing solidarity with India. He said the attack is not on tourists, but is on soul of the country. Mr. Modi said, with willpower of 140 crore people of the country, we will diminish terrorism. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls on India and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint to prevent further deterioration of the tense situation in the subcontinent after the terrorist attack in Kashmir, while reiterating the condemnation of terrorist attack that killed at least 26 people in Pahalgam on Tuesday. Spokesperson of the Secretary General, Stefan Dujarric, said UN appeals to both the governments of Pakistan and India to exercise maximum restraint and to ensure that the situation and the developments do not deteriorate any further. He said any issues between Pakistan and India can be and should be resolved peacefully through meaningful mutual engagement. Meanwhile, a front organization of the internationally banned Pakistan-based terrorist group Lashkar-e-Taiba has taken responsibility for the attack in which mostly tourists were massacred. In Jammu and Kashmir, a gunfight broke out between terrorists and security forces in Bandipora today. Official sources said security forces launched a cordon and search operation in the Kulnar Bajipora area of Bandipora district following information about the presence of ultras in the area. They said the search operation turned into an encounter after the hiding ultras opened fire on the security personnel. No casualties have been reported in the incident so far. Further details are awaited. Meanwhile, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi is visiting Srinagar today to review the security situation in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Top commanders of the local military formations will brief him on the counter-terrorist measures taken by the force in the valley and along the line of control. The 15 Corps commander and other Rashtriya Rifles formation commanders will be present during the visit. Protests and candlelight marches were held across multiple cities yesterday as citizens, students and political groups condemned the recent terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir, which left 26 people dead. Students of the Government Degree College for Women in Anantnag marched through the town condemning the attack. In Chandigarh, people gathered to protest against the incident, holding placards and calling for justice. In Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh, a candlelight march was organized to honor the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack. In Delhi, members of the Khan Market Trade Association held a similar march with candles lit in memory of the deceased. Meanwhile, several markets in national capital Delhi will be closed today as traders have called for a bandh to protest the terror attack in Pahalgam. The Confederation of All India Traders, CAIT, said that Delhi trade associations have asked for a complete market shutdown in response to the terror attack and as a mark of tribute to those who lost their lives. Our correspondent reports that more than 900 markets of Delhi will remain closed today as part of the protest.
Leading trade associations of Delhi have called for a complete shutdown of markets. The Confederation of All India Traders, CAIT, has appealed to all traders across Delhi to voluntarily keep their establishments closed and observe the bandh peacefully. Talking to media in New Delhi, CAIT's Secretary General and BJP MP Praveen Khandelwal stated that this bandh is not a protest but a symbol of tribute and national solidarity.
Delhi ke vyapari 25 April ko Delhi mein apna karobar band rakhenge aur band rakhkar ke अपनी सहानुभूति उन सब परिवारों के प्रति प्रकट करेंगे जिनके परिवार को क्षति पहुंची है वहीं दूसरी ओर प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी के समर्थन में भी व्यापारी खड़े होंगे यह फैसला दिल्ली के व्यापारिक संगठनों ने लिया है
CAIT has also requested the Delhi police and administrative authorities to maintain law and order during the bandh Bhanu Pratap Singh Akashvani News Delhi
This is Akashvani giving you the news For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the morning news. President Draupadi Murmu has departed for Vatican City this morning to attend the state funeral of Pope Francis. President Murmu will be on a two-day visit to the Vatican City. She is accompanied by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Minister of State for Minority Affairs George Kurian and Deputy Speaker of Goa Legislative Assembly, Joshua D'Souza. India has declared 3 days of state mourning on the passing of Pope Francis. Today is World Malaria Day. It is a global initiative organized by the World Health Organization, WHO, to raise awareness about malaria and promote actions to control, prevent, and ultimately eliminate the disease. The theme of this year's Malaria Day is Malaria Ends With Us, Reinvest, Reimagine, Reignite, aiming to re-energize efforts at all levels from global policy to community action to accelerate progress towards malaria elimination. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions over northwest India during the next 3 to 4 days. According to IMD, heatwave conditions will continue over west Madhya Pradesh, west Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Delhi and east Rajasthan till the 29th of this month. Similar conditions are expected over Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Odisha, Madhya, Maharashtra, Marathwada and Telangana till tomorrow. The weather department also predicted hot and humid conditions over Jharkhand, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema till tomorrow. Moving on to the world of sports now. The second Asian Yogasan Championships is set to begin at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. The 3-day event by Yogasan Bharat will last till 27th of this month. We have more details on this from our sports desk.
Over 170 athletes from 21 Asian countries will participate in the Grand Yoga Championship. The event is part of the government's effort to promote Yogasan as a competitive global sport. World Yogasan's General Secretary Dr. Jaideep Arya said,
"Pichle do varsh pehle mannye Pradhanmantri ji ke ek sanket se Yogasan ko khel ke roop mein manyata भारत की स्पोर्ट्स मिनिस्ट्री ने दी और उसका प्रभाव देखिए आज एशिया की 21 कंट्रीज यहाँ एक साथ इकट्ठी हो रही हैं उनकी चैंपियनशिप हो रही है.
प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ योगासन भारत उदित सेठ सेड दैट योगा इज ऑल अबाउट कनेक्टिंग विद योरसेल्फ.
आई थिंक दैट फिट इंडिया मूवमेंट योगा योगासना इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पार्ट ऑफ क्रिएटिंग दैट बैलेंस इन एवरीवन्स लाइफ. इट आल्सो इज क्रिएटिंग अ लॉट ऑफ ट्रैक्शन एज अ स्पोर्ट नाउ.
नेक्स्ट कम्स द आईपीएल टी20 क्रिकेट वेयर होस्ट रॉयल चैलेंजर्स बेंगलुरु डिफीटेड राजस्थान रॉयल्स बाय 11 रन्स एट एम चिन्नास्वामी स्टेडियम लास्ट नाइट. फॉर आरसीबी जॉर्ज हेजलवुड स्कैल्प्ड 4 विकेट्स एंड वॉज डिक्लेयर्ड प्लेयर ऑफ द मैच. टुडे Chennai Super Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at Chepauk from 7:30 p.m. with Neelam Kaushik, Chirag Jaya Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. Almost all newspapers today resonate with tough stand on Pahalgam attack. Hindustan Times opens with quoting Prime Minister Narendra Modi, "India won't back down, will pursue terrorists to the ends of earth." Delhi revokes all park visas as it closes airspace for India flights is the lead headline in the Asian Age. India mourns its dead from north to south, east to west is a front page headline in the Pioneer. The Hindu Business Line quoting the US Treasury Secretary notes, with fewer tariffs, India could be first to sign trade deal. The Indian Express talks of heatwave warning for Delhi. The Financial Express writes, manufacturing sector records 78% rise, information technology 43%. And finally, the Hindustan Times under the caption, rare genetic condition carries a picture of a white leopard born in Ratnagiri. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Leaders cutting across party lines assure full support to government for any action to be taken over Pahalgam terror attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the conspirators of Pahalgam terror